Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, June 5th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The drag shows are back on. We're still not making enough babies. A jet scrambles in D.C., and a major TV host leaves his show. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, a federal judge ruled that Tennessee's first-in-the-nation drag show in front of children ban is unconstitutional. 70-page ruling. He said that despite Tennessee's compelling interest in protecting the psychological and physical well-being of children, the law, which is technically known as the Adult Entertainment Act, is an unconstitutional restriction on the freedom of speech. Yes, men must be allowed to dress as women and dance provocatively in front of little children. That is freedom of speech. And I do not understand this argument. I hear this a lot. They say the law is unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad. It is perfectly specific. It says no adult-themed cabaret performances on public property or anywhere where minors might be present. That is perfectly clear and not vague at all. 3.7 million babies were delivered in the United States last year. Sounds like a lot, but that is well below our replacement rate. The replacement rate needs to be 2.1 kids per woman. We are at 1.66. We've been below the replacement rate since 2007. The only reason our population in America is growing is because of immigration. Meanwhile, U.S. companies so far this year have announced 400,000 layoffs. That's more than all the layoffs announced for all of last year. And we hear from many Democrats that we need to take in more immigrants to fill the demand for jobs. Doesn't quite make sense. A small plane flew over D.C. restricted airspace yesterday afternoon. It caused military jets to scramble. The fighter jet caused a sonic boom that could be heard across the entire region. The small plane ended up crashing in Montebello, Virginia, far away from D.C. We're not sure yet why the plane was unresponsive or how many people were on board. Chuck Todd is leaving Meet the Press. Meet the Press is the longest running program on American television. It's been around since 1947. How about that? There's been 12 moderators in its history. The first was Martha Roundtree. She never gets any recognition for being one of the first female broadcasters. She was the host from 1945 to 1953. The longest serving was Tim Russert. Chuck Todd said, I'd rather leave a little bit too soon than stay a tad bit too long. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I think I'm living in a bubble. I hope not, but I think I am, because I don't know any woke people. I know liberals. I know people who see the world much differently than I do. But woke fanatics, I don't know them. I don't come across them. I think it's when I appear anywhere in public, they disappear. They don't want to confront me. And I'll tell you why. I'm not mean, even if you are a woke zombie. I wouldn't be mean to you. But I give you the eyebrow raise and perhaps ask you a question or two about why you would support, for example, a gay group that invades a church and defiles Jesus. I would ask, why are you supporting that, as the Los Angeles Dodgers are? And I don't know if I could get a cogent answer. If you have one, please let me know, bill@billoreilly.com. But the point is that I don't come across these people, and I live in New York, just 20 miles out of Manhattan, where the wokesters are everywhere. But in my purview, they don't approach me, and I don't see them. There are no drag shows that I know of on Long Island. So am I missing out? I don't think so. And I'm wide awake. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Joe Diacomo, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I find it ironic that Los Angeles has a Catholic name, meaning Our Lady of the Angels, and Sacramento is derived from the word sacrament. Well, Los Angeles is the Angels, Joe, okay, in Espanol, and that's because the explorers of the California coast were Spanish, and the missionaries that started the culture there were Spanish. So you would assume San Diego, all throughout the state. But a little irony there, because they don't like Christians out there very much anymore, do they? Donald Warner from Four Oaks, North Carolina. Hey, Bill, are you going to stop eating at Chick-fil-A? Why would I do that? Just because Chick-fil-A appointed some executive to look at DEI doesn't mean they're going to do anything bad. If they do something bad, then I'm not going to eat the nuggets. That's what I get in Chick-fil-A. I get the nuggets, and they're good. All right, and the sauce, a little too much sugar, but it's good. Presentation's good. You got to wait online because it's so good that people caught on. But, let's not be crazy about this. Let's watch and see what happens. It's not close to Bud Light or Target or the Dodgers. It's not even close to that. Kathleen, concierge member. Bill, I believe PetSmart is doing the Pride line for gay customers. That is all well and good, but it's simply not something I'm comfortable with. Well, I don't know why it would bother you. I don't care if the gay people want to have a gay dog leash. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother Holly the Terror Dog. If you're gay and you want to put a gay sweater on your dog, okay. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 19 years ago today, President Ronald Reagan died at his home in Southern California. The 93-year-old lived an extraordinary life that began in Hollywood and culminated with two terms in the White House. Here is the story. Born February 6, 1911, in Illinois, young Ronald began acting in high school. He moved to Hollywood in 1937, where he got a job as an extra for Warner Brothers. He soon landed major roles in films like Dark Victory, Storm Warning, and The Killers. After World War II, Reagan served as president of the Screen Actors Guild, waging a public campaign against communist infiltrators in Hollywood. After a handful of box office bombs, Ronald Reagan pivoted to politics. He was elected the governor of California in 1966, where he served until 1975. 4 years later, the popular Republican announced his campaign for the White House. He won the 1980 race with an electoral landslide, 489-49. President Jimmy Carter carried just five states. 2 months after his inauguration, Reagan barely survived an assassination attempt. 4 years later, he won re-election by an even larger margin, 525 electoral votes for Reagan, 13 for Walter Mondale. After two terms in office, Reagan, known as the Gipper, led the USA out of record-high inflation, rebuilt the military, and launched an arms race with Russia that ultimately destroyed the Soviet Union, which was what Russia was called then. The president died in 2004 after a 10-year battle with Alzheimer's. And here's something else you might not know. Ronald Reagan's nickname originated long before his career in politics. Back in 1940, the actor appeared in a film called All American, playing the ill-fated football star, George Gipp. The injured athlete asked his college teammates to win a critical game in his honor. Ronald Reagan's famous line, "Win one for the Gipper." Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.